Well, when I say I'm not pro-immigration, what I mean, I do not favor going restoring some of the policies we had in the 19th century that were aimed at fostering higher levels of immigration. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, one of the complaints of the colonists, one of the reasons that they wanted independence was to be able to bring more immigrants in. The British Crown was restricting immigration, and the colonizers wanted more immigrants. They wanted state policies to foster immigration. I'm not pro-immigration in the sense that I think we should be trying to find policy methods of increasing levels of immigration. But I'm also against legally enforceable differences of status among people. I think human rights are universal and shouldn't be sliced up so that you have some rights, you have a different set of rights, you have a different set of rights, and I have all the rights. So I think that human rights is an important way to begin to talk about immigrant rights. That is, all people have rights, and immigrant status is a legal and social construction that exists to deprive certain people of rights. So that is what I mean by saying that I am pro-immigrant. It's not that I'm pro-immigrant, it's that I'm pro-rights. Rights for people, rather than supporting laws that differentiate people on the basis of status. And when you put it that way, I think it's easier for people to understand, because if you look at different historical moments or different countries that divide people on the basis of status and grant differential rights to people on the basis of their status, at a gut level, I think that looks wrong to people. It's just because our master narrative justifies it by saying that, well, immigrants, of course, should have different rights. So we need to get people to question that. That's what I mean about being pro-immigrant.